101.77 HOFM, we're 100% Hobart. Mick and Anna, and home to the Bachelorette, Georgia Love, as well. She is a good friend of the station here. So, Matt, we just want to know, mate, you got the boot, but leading up to that, did you treat our girl Georgia right?
Absolutely. Georgia was a lovely girl, and yeah, it was really nice getting to know her for the short time I did. And, yeah, I can't speak highly enough of her.
What got you the flick, Matt?
That's a good question, mate. We might have to give Georgia a ring and see why she gave me the boot. Maybe she hit me up the last night. We had a chat at the cocktail party regarding relocating, and I basically said straight up, I have no intentions of leaving Melbourne. That's where work, family is, and friends. So maybe something along those lines.
Mm. Yeah, who knows? I mean,
yeah.
It's funny because she's a Melbourne girl herself. Wouldn't have thought that would have worried her. You never know, though, with
Georgie. Well, I'm not sure what the comment she made to me was she wasn't sure where she would end up with work. Obviously, being down in Hobart the last few years, plenty of opportunities, I'm sure, will come to her as they are deserved. And, I'm not sure whether she was 100% on setting back in Melbourne. I'm a Melbourne lad. I love living here. And, as I said, my family and friends are here. So.
Did you have a bit of a chuckle when they pulled out the Rhys-Sam double date? Like, obviously, that was TV gold to pit those two dudes against each other.
They overplayed it a bit.
Yeah.
Rhys and Sam was a bit of a non-event in the house. There was certainly plenty of other hilarious antics going on, and, there was no surprise there. I actually threw the hand up and would have loved to have gone on that date because I just wanted to spend some more time with Georgia, and a few of the boys were a little bit nervous about being called out on that two-on-one date, but it was Sammy and Reece. They went off and didn't return.
Yeah, how did you get on with Sam, mate?
Sam was a ripper, mate. He was one of my closest mates in the house, and I can't speak highly enough of him. He was a ripping lad, and I've caught up with him outside, and he'll be a good mate of mine for years to come.
Did you guys have pillow fights in the middle of the night up in the
mansion? We didn't have any pillow fights. We had a few movie nights tucked away, watching a few rom-coms. It was good fun. It was good banter, and it was a great experience. It was something that I'll treasure for a long time.
Bit like boarding school, mate. All the boys shoved in one bedroom.
I don't know, mate. I didn't go to boarding school. It was good fun, mate. It was just like hanging out with the lads down at the footy club, having a beer, talking garbage. It was good.
Yeah. Oh, well, a nice little break from reality anyway to go on a reality TV show. Hey, Matt, what's coming up for you? You back out there? You back on Tinder?
Don't do Tinder, guys. I'm back out there, just living life.
Yep.
Busy with work and getting out and about, having a good time coming into summer, spring carnival. So we've got a few of the lads coming down for the races in Melbourne, which will be fun. So ladies of Melbourne, keep an eye out for the Batchy boys running around in the birdcage. But, not a Tinder man, guys. If I can't meet a girl out and about, I don't get around any girls.
Exactly right. Look, the two in here with me, they go for this go fish, mate. So get the rod out and do a bit of fishing.
All the dating apps, mate, it's not for me.
Yeah, so, no,
keep it
on,
real.
Mate. Keep it
all
real.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Matt, thanks, mate. We're glad you had a good time on The Bachelorette.
Good on you guys. Appreciate
it. And, enjoy the racing carnival.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate. Ya.